I know you're going to go toast Joe Brand,
Yes.
but we're going to get a preview. They're actually bringing food into the studio so we can taste what what it'll taste like at Soldier Field for the Bears game this Sunday.
Oh, no kidding. We're previewing Bears food?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Joe, I'm not, the beers are off. I'm not buying.
I can't believe I came at the right time. This is fantastic.
I know. That's the best thing about working at a radio station. Free groceries.
Yes, yes.
Research. You talked to Joe Brand the other day, didn't you?
We did, yes.
Joe is leaving us here at WGN Radio. He wears many hats. On a rare occasion, you'd have heard him in a newscast, but you certainly heard him in and around our Blackhawks broadcasts, as well as other sports teams in the Chicago area. But he's off to go be the voice of the Pittsburgh Penguins, and we invited him in the studio just to chat a little bit.
I'm excited. I'm so excited for him. He's worked so hard, and you know what? He's going to make it back to the Blackhawks. I don't know when.
Oh, did you ask him about that?
I did not, but you can.
Is that your ultimate goal?
Listen, my focus right now is moving to Pittsburgh on Tuesday.
What an impolitic question.
Whose job are you after, Joe?
I really, really want to do news from 3 to 7 at WGN Radio.
Well, anyone can do it, I'll tell you that.
But that's sort of like after somebody wins the Oscar and they say, well, what's the next movie you're going to make or whatever? It's like, well, can I just enjoy this for a moment before you ask me about are we going to win again next year or whatever? So, Joe Brand is in our studio, so longtime voice around sports and sometimes the newsroom here at WGN Radio, but also the voice of what was the baseball games you did in town?
The Kane County Cougars. I wrapped up 10 years there on Monday, and it was quite the storybook ending. They let me throw out the first pitch and just had a full day at the ballpark with my wife where I got to have a beer and a hot dog. And
oh, yeah, right. You didn't normally get to do that.
I was a little overwhelmed. She's like, well, where do you like to grab a beer? And I'm like, I don't. I am usually work. I never can. So it was a very enjoyable experience and a cool way to wrap up 10 years over there as well.
You're going to be the radio play-by-play for the Pittsburgh Penguins, which is heard on over 30 stations, right?
Yeah, Lou Manfredini was quick to tell me that. Cool news. But yeah, they're actually on an alternate rock station out there, 105.9 The X. They love how the demographic is people my age, and those are the types of people that are now spending money on the Pittsburgh Penguins because they grew up falling in love with Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and the championships, and how could you not?
What do you know about Pittsburgh?
I don't know much. I really don't. I haven't been there much. I've not really visited, but I'm telling you, every person I talk to only has great things to say about it. Everyone I've talked to about the organization only has great things to say about it.
So are they a good team?
They missed out on the playoffs the last 2 years. It's the first time it's ever happened in Crosby's tenure there. But they went 8-2-2 in their final 12 games of the regular season last year. So even though they missed out on the playoffs, they did by an eyelash.
How does a feller get a job doing play-by-play?
How much time do you have? We gotta eat food, right? Listen, I got into this business knowing that it's not easy and there's no right way. You talk to a ton of people. I've had fantastic mentors who have done this specific thing, like Judd Surratt was doing Blackhawks pre and post. He's now the television voice of the Boston Bruins. He's been a great resource. Countless help from the baseball side of things. Somebody that was on here too, Wayne Randazzo, was the first guy I worked underneath for a baseball job with the Kane County Cougars. He's been great, and there's really nothing you can do except do the job. You have to get the reps. You have to get the experience. If it's in a high school, into a recorder by yourself, do it, because there's no other way to get better at it than getting the reps, and that's why I'm so grateful for my time here, because I wouldn't have gotten those reps at the NHL level if it weren't for the Blackhawks, if it weren't for WGN Radio. Our bosses here let me go do Rockford games last year just to cut my teeth and hockey minor leagues a little bit.
Once in a while, John would not be available for a game, John Weideman, and you would do a game. Was that nerve-wracking because you weren't the regular voice?
It was the first time because it was mid-game. And John's voice was very shot,
right.
And they literally just moved me aside, or not even moved me aside. I stayed in the same chair, but basically took over halfway through the second period.
Was that maybe the best way? You didn't have time to get nervous about it?
A little bit, but what made it the best way was John had to recover still a little bit, so I got to do a couple more games. Yeah. And so I got all the jitters, all the butterflies out in that crazy circumstance where really no one was really expecting me to make a Hall of Fame broadcast at that moment. So I got time to actually prep. Chris Chelios was my color commentator for that first game. So
I've heard of him. He's a pretty good hockey player.
Yeah, pretty good, number seven. So that was, you know, a monumental day in my career. And then all those games, getting to work with Troy Murray was a dream come true. I mean, it's been a dream come true working here for the past 10 years.
But there's no seats available at the United Center. So then what's a guy like you do? Send out, we used to send out audio tapes. How do you apply for a job in Pittsburgh?
You kind of keep your ear to the ground of jobs that are open. And this one opened up around July. And I had a few connections with people with the Penguins and threw my hat in the ring. Conversations started. Interviews went on. Had good vibes from them all. I did a mock broadcast out there.
Listen to this, the mock broadcast. I mean, talk about, to me, this is terrifying. I want you to describe how that worked for you the other day. And Joe, I have a Pittsburgh trivia question there, a quiz for you.
I'm not confident in this, but okay.
And if you're going to go be the voice of the Pittsburgh Penguins, you ought to know the answer to these Pittsburgh trivia questions.
Well, I'm glad we're doing this in Chicago, so I'm not exposed.
I will send the tape of this.
It's actually a simulcast this afternoon.
Hello, Pittsburgh. Are you listening? Joe Brand from WGN Radio on the Blackhawks is leaving us. Is this your last broadcast then on the radio station right now?
I believe it is.
Joe, we've very much enjoyed working with you over the years. I know I speak for all of us that have had the pleasure of doing that. You joined me on Saturday mornings on WGN when I was doing a Saturday show here.
That was one of my first gigs where I actually had some consistent airtime, and that was big for me. I really enjoyed that, and I really enjoyed working with you and working with Lou and later David Hochberg even. And again, it's like you mentioned earlier, how do you get to these positions? You take any and all opportunities that you can, and even though waking up early on Saturday and Sunday mornings doing sports updates isn't calling a game, I knew it kind of could help me get to that point, and that's exactly what happened.
The word even looms large in that last paragraph.
I already saw him. He knows how I feel.
Fine. So if you're going to go to Pittsburgh, though, first of all, finish the story briefly. So they send you out to Pittsburgh. They like you. They've heard your stuff, but they still want you in the room to see what it would be like you doing one of their games. So how did they set you up for that the other day?
They put us in the video room, and by us, I mean Phil Bork, who's going to be my partner for most of the season. He'll do a few games on radio, and I'm sure many hockey fans know he's Bork. He's the 2-9er. He won a couple cups with the Penguins back in the 90s, but they wanted to see how our chemistry would be, and he actually reached out to me the day before and just really put me at ease. He just seems like a stand-up human. Troy Murray thinks the same. So does Eddie Olczyk. So does Judd Zarad. And they put us in the video room. They played the third period and the overtime period of a Penguins-Red Wings game. Now, I have heard people go through this procedure before with the interview process, and they have said that they don't watch the period before they go into the mock broadcast because they want it to come out authentically and naturally.
So you're going
to
watch it on a big screen, and then you're going to do play-by-play of what you see on the TV.
Correct. So that's what we did. However, while I was prepping for this, I saw the final score of the game. So I'm like, shoot, you know, that kind of gives it away. Like, I'm going to know the score heading into the third period because I'm going to watch the previous two periods. But when I read the score, I misread who won. I thought the Red Wings were going to win the game. So when we got to overtime, every time Detroit had the puck, I'm waiting for them to score. And then it ends up being a Carlson goal for the Pittsburgh Penguins to win a very important game, and I was authentically surprised by it. I like to think that maybe played a role, but it helped me kind of go throughout the whole process without, you know, expecting, you know, if you expect a goal and you try to time it up, it's not going to come across as naturally. So that's what I wanted to do.
So you were surprisingly spontaneous there, weren't you? Did you say something like, "Wait, we won," which would have been a bad
this
thing.
This must be the wrong game.
Wait,
you guys want to re-rack
it? So I think the problem with this job for you, I looked at their roster, and they've got some syllables there. Let me tell you. What do they got, like 20 guys on a hockey team? I'll bet there's four vowels.
I believe, yeah. They lead the league in consonants, I'm pretty sure.
So I just typed up a sentence for you. This may be a sentence you'll have to say. Go ahead, Joe. Take it away.
This one right here. Mm-hmm. Boko Imama passes over to Valtteri Pustinen, and now over to Jesse Puljujärvi. That one?
That one.
Okay.
See, I couldn't do that. If they hired me, I would go, oh, Smith over to Jones.
Tinkers to Evers.
To Chance. I can do that.
Number 13 to number 12.
That's what I would have done. Hockey's the hardest sport to do anyway because it's not linear. It's fast, and I don't know how you keep track of it all. And then you got to know the names of the people. Joe, we have some Pittsburgh trivia for you. Mary, Kevin, and Steve can help out if they like.
Can I phone a friend?
What famous rapper who made Black and Yellow and Pittsburgh sound is from Pittsburgh? His legal name is Cameron... I can't say this name.
Oh, is he in the league?
Jabril Tomas.
I know the song. I know that it's because he's from Pittsburgh.
It's a short answer, Joe.
I'm going to guess Wiz Khalifa.
That's correct.
Oh, wow.
What famous children's television host called Pittsburgh home?
Mr. Rogers?
Yes. The Three Rivers Stadium was named for which three rivers?
The Allegheny. I don't know the other two.
Wow, you're in trouble, Joe.
The Ohio?
Ohio.
Yeah, and then the one nobody can pronounce.
The Monongahela.
Hey, Pete, can we get a pronouncer on this?
Monongahela.
Let's learn how to pronounce the name of this river. Let's break it down in English.
Just get to the damn river.
Monongahela River in the United States. For more names of famous places, stay tuned. Monongahela.
Monongahela. You got that, Joe?
Yeah, the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria.
The Dukes are a Division I sports team of what educational institution located in the uptown neighborhood of Pittsburgh?
Duquesne.
Good one.
Thank you, Steve.
What is the largest company headquartered in Pittsburgh, the parent of brands such as Kool-Aid, Oscar Mayer, and Maxwell House?
Is it Heinz?
Kraft Heinz. I'll give you 50% on that one.
Joe is good. He's whipping with this.
I'm surprised he's doing... How are you getting all of these?
You showed me the list before the show, but...
I did not.
No, I...
The public library system that serves Pittsburgh is named for which American industrialist who gave away almost all of his money, billions by today's standards, to charity?
That I have no idea. Do you have an impersonator for him, though?
There is.
First name Dale?
Yes. Well, actually, Andrew, but the right Andrew. Last name. Yeah. There's a university named after him, too.
Oh.
Mary, go.
Carnegie?
Yes, Andrew Carnegie. Name the popular fast food sandwich that was first created in Pittsburgh, not Chicago.
Oh.
Not Des Plaines.
So would it be the Italian beef?
Nope. Or
the Philly steak?
Nope.
The burger?
Steve, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just saying, not Des Plaines, Joe, not Des Plaines.
It would be the Big Mac. How about that?
Wow.
Who knew? What tap dancing legend of Singing in the Rain and An American Paris was born in Pittsburgh in 1912?
Michael Flatley.
That's right. Very good. I'll give you one more. Pittsburgh has a museum devoted to the work of what famed American pop artist? The artist was born and raised in Pittsburgh and studied commercial art at Carnegie Mellon University.
Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz Khalifa is also wrong. It's Andy Warhol.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to give you this.
Thank you.
You know, Dicka's from Pittsburgh too, Joe, right?
That's true. Yes, I did hear about that.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
Yeah, we could have used the Dicka question here, John.
How about a round of applause for our friend Joe Brand?
Joe, Woo! You know how much I've told you off the air, but this place is so happy for you because you're such a good guy, and we want you to succeed so much, and we're just wishing you the very best.
Well, thank you. Thank you all. Thank you, John. Steve, thank you for reading the script almost perfectly.
Get over it.
April 6th, Joe, we'll see you. That's when the Penguins are in town.
Yeah.
It
is very cool, but unfortunately, it's the second half of a back-to-back for us. So we're down in Dallas. We fly up, probably 2 or 3 in the morning. Listen, this place is so special to me. I grew up listening to it. I can't believe I was able to get my foot in the door here, get on the air here, get to call games here, and now this place has become a resource. It's more than I ever could have imagined. I used to get made fun of in high school because I listened to AM radio.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
And I stand tall with that.
I just want to reiterate, we got to wrap this up now. We're going to be late for Lisa's show as it is, but we're all so happy for you, and too often this business doesn't get it right, and it got it right with you
being here and doing well here. And now the industry is succeeding because you get the job that you deserve. When Joe called Brenda and I a few days ago at our house to tell us about it, Brenda started crying. And then I started crying. And now I'm going to start crying.
Yeah.
So
so rarely do we get to say goodbye in a happy way.
I know. Usually it's, well, you should have done what they said. But in this case, Joe's going to have a great run. All right, Mr. Brand, stay well. Good luck. We'll be listening.
Thank you. Thank you all.